super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most pissed off man in America today, 42nd Street Pete.
Yeah, being pissed off right about now is an understatement. And just so everybody knows, I'm doing this show without smoking, without drinking, without doing anything, because that is the height of me being pissed off. And it's on a number of things, but unfortunately, we always seem to start the show off the last couple of weeks with somebody passing away. And unfortunately, this week is no exception, because we lost the legendary fantasy artist Frank Frazetta. Passed away at age 82 down in Florida. And I'm more than a little bummed over this, because I basically grew up with Frank. He did all his great covers on Creepy and Eerie magazines and the Conan books and some album covers and things like that. And I know he has been in bad health the last few years. I know that he had a stroke and he lost power on his right side, but then actually taught himself to draw using his left hand. And I also know there was some infighting a couple months ago where one of his sons tried to remove a bunch of paintings out of the museum up in Pennsylvania. And from what I understand, you know, there's a bunch of stuff going on. Some people wanted to sell them, some people didn't want to sell them. One painting was supposedly sold to somebody for $1 million, and from what I understand and what I was told, and I'm not going to repeat names because I have, you know, it's not 100% authentic what I was told, because there's a lot of pissed off people out there besides me that have agendas and basically want to use me to light the fuse to start their own battles, which I'm not, so fuck them. But it seems that somebody who lives up there on the property and had bought a house from the Frazetta estate. And oddly enough, there's no mention of Frank's passing on his website, which I find odd, which sort of like brings it all home for me, because me and this person don't get along. And I've always felt this person was shady, and this sort of just proves it to me, that being that he was supposedly close with Frank, that there was no mention of Frank's passing on his website. And there was only very little mention of Frank's passing on a bunch of other websites, even though it was written up in the New York Times. And it's really a shame when a family has to fight over art treasures, which, you know, in my estimation, should be made available so the entire public can view these things. You know, maybe reopen the museum, charge admission, make your money that way, instead of selling off these, you know, really, you know, priceless pieces of artwork where some private collector is going to sit there and just look at them and nobody else is ever going to see them. So, but, you know, unfortunately, in the wake of all that, we forget the man himself. And the man himself, Frank, was one of the great artists of our time, my time particularly, because, you know, it was the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And, you know, there was other people involved, you know, still around, like Wally Wood and Jack Davis and people like that. But no one has ever topped Frank. Frank had spawned a lot of imitators, a lot of duplicators, but Frank was the genuine article. And we here at the Grindhouse sent out condolences to his family and friends. And we, you know, we wish that Frank rests in peace, and that he's drawn for the big man up in the sky right now. So, you know, Frank, God bless you. You were an inspiration to a lot of us, and we're going to miss you. So that's what I got to say about Frank Frazetta. You know, I really feel bad about it. And also, I don't know if you know this, a friend of ours from Cinema Wasteland, Andy Kopp, just lost his mom, I believe, last week. And, you know, my condolences go out to him. He's a good guy. He's having some financial problems with Kopp Films right now, and there is something up on Facebook. He's asking for, like, if people could just donate $10 to keep this project going and things like that, you know. And right, as a matter of fact, right after we finish, go off the air here, I'm going to, you know, try to email him and find out what his PayPal account is so I can send him a couple bucks. Because Andy's a good guy. He's a talented filmmaker, and he's, you know, had his ups and downs like we've all had. But, you know, losing your mom's a really big hit. And which brings me full circle to why I'm pissed off, because my parents are in their 80s. My father is 83. My mother's 81. And my mother woke up Monday morning in horrible pain, and I had to call an ambulance and rush her to the hospital. Now, here's where I get pissed off. and with good reason, because this medical situation fucking sucks, okay? It really and truly sucks. And we were in there, and I wanted to cover all the bases because, you know, people are older, and sometimes they don't, you know how to put over what's going on with them. So the way the pain was, and I'm no doctor, I'm thinking gallbladder. And, you know, I look up things and I try to research things, and everything was telling me gallbladder. So they took blood and the blood came back, you know, nothing. So this is only after an hour or so, and they're ready to boot her out. And I'm like, whoa, back up the train. And the doctor goes, what are you talking about? I says, you have her here. Why don't you do an abdominal scan just to make sure? And he's like, look, give me this look. Like, who the fuck are you? And I got three heads. I says, and matter of fact, I'm going to insist that you do an abdominal scan because it may be the gallbladder, it may be the pancreas, it may be a number of things. So you have her here. Let's do the abdominal scan. Well, grudgingly, and I mean grudgingly, he wrote it up. But it gets better. As I'm leaving, I had to call the ambulance. I had to call their regular doctor. And I got his answering service. Well, I'm climbing in an ambulance, and I'm getting 20 questions, and I'm like, all the doctor has to know is that she's being rushed to the ER. Okay? Fine. Get in the ER. I got my cell phone on. You're not supposed to have the cell phone on in the ER. Cell phone goes off. It says restricted number, and you know how much I love restricted numbers, Todd. I won't answer them, but in this case, I did. It was this doctor, and you know what this overeducated, full of himself motherfucker said to me?
Yeah, what's
Why
that?
Was I called twice? I said, excuse me? He said, yeah, your sister-in-law called me. Why are you calling me? Why am I called twice? I says, well, excuse the shit out of me. I'm in the ER. I have no idea she called you. I called you to make you aware of the situation. And then he starts getting adamant with me. I hung up on the fucker. Clicked the phone shut. Hung up on him.
Good for you.
He never even showed up at the hospital. Never showed up. So, all right. This is Monday shot. She's no better Tuesday. She's no better Wednesday. Doctors still aren't returning the calls. Now she has to see a psychiatrist, which she saw last week, because obviously things aren't right. Well, she's called the psychiatrist back a couple times because they put her on Zoloft, you know, shut her up, keep her sedated, whatever. That's what psychiatrists do. They're not interested in curing you. They're interested in writing you out the drug that's got the best stock value right now. And that's the truth. So she has called up this doctor a couple times, and she must have called up today, and the doctor says, if you can handle it, we're going to have to admit you to the hospital. That is the professionalism we get. So basically, you want to put an 81-year-old woman in the hospital where you know she's not going to come out because you're going to fuck with her, and she's going to be confused and disoriented, and they're going to say, well, she's not capable of taking care of herself. We're going to have to keep her here. So you can bill Medicaid, so you can bill Medicare, so you can bill the insurance companies. This is the last untapped resource in this country. Fucking over people for medical conditions for money. They're not interested in curing cancer because there's no money in curing cancer. There's money in treating cancer. They're not interested in curing anything. Let me enlighten all you people because you think maybe Pete goes a little too far sometimes. No, like I said, I'm completely fucking sober. I haven't smoked all day. Because I'm that pissed off over the situation. I don't know which direction this country's heading in, but I have a doctor's appointment, and I'll tell you this whole story. I have Horizon, Blue Cross, and Blue Shield HMO. HMO means horrible medical organization in my book. I have yet to find a decent doctor on this thing. I'm paying $700 a month, and I could not find anybody in this area that would take this insurance. Of course, the doctors working in ghetto areas will take the insurance, which I mean East Orange, Irvington, and Newark. I'm not prejudiced. I'm not a bigot, but I'm not fucking stupid either. And there's certain areas in this area you don't go into after dark. Sometimes you don't even go into them during daylight because they're that fucking dangerous. So before the last Wasteland show, I cursed out the insurance company. I said, find me a primary care doctor in this area, please. Livingston, West Orange, Summit, whatever, something up here. Something where I have to worry about getting my car ripped off or stabbed on the way out of the office. Well, they found a woman doctor. You have any problem with a woman doctor? No, I don't. I go to Wasteland, I come back, make an appointment, find out that they had put a 57-year-old man into a pediatric clinic. I shit you not. I said, I'm very sorry to have disturbed you. I call back the insurance company and I get, well, how are you this morning, sir? A lot better than you're going to be. And I proceeded to ass rape this guy verbally. So now they find me another woman doctor and she's in the area. Well, this is another ghetto-y clinic type deal. And it's a woman doctor and she's black. And I don't give a shit about that as long as she's good. But I got charged for an office visit where I never even took off my fucking clothes. All she did was take my blood pressure, listen to my heart, and write an order for blood work. Well, I'm going back there. This coming Monday, I have an appointment. And this is the deal. If I am not listened to, if I am talked down to, if I am talked to condescendingly, if I am ordered to do something, fuck the medical profession, fuck this insurance, I'm dropping it. I'll take the $700 a month, put it in a savings account, and that'll be my backup plan in case I really get sick, and pay cash, because I've had it with this shit. Basically, in my estimation, this is an untapped resource for these corporate clowns to make more fucking money. They're not curing anyone. They're coming out with a plethora of drugs that are worse and more dangerous than any drug floating around on the street today. Let me give you an example, because they advertise all this shit on TV. Remember when they were advertising Prozac on TV, Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're advertising a fucking psychosomatic drug on TV so you can go to the psychiatrist and request this thing because they want you sedated out of your fucking mind. Well, every drug that they put up, there's a laundry list of side effects that are so fucking bad I'd rather have whatever I have before I took the drug. And one of the drugs, they had a drug, I can't remember the name of it was. It was for restless leg syndrome. And they ran off a laundry list of fucking side effects and ended with the urge to have sex and gamble. Now, you're going to take a drug that has all these side effects and then at the end of the fucking day, you have an urge to have sex and gamble. So I'm visioning this poor bastard down Atlantic City having his old lady go down on him while he deals blackjack on her head. That's the picture I get. So, yeah, you have all these wonderful drugs that fucking have so many side effects. Oh, you listen to this shit. Dry mouth, constipation, nosebleeds, nausea and vomiting. Fuck, I'd rather be sick. These drugs are making you sicker. But you see the pattern here, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
All these drugs cause something else that you're going to have to take another drug to fucking take. And then another drug and another drug and another drug.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at my parents. They lay out a fucking line of pills in the morning that would make fucking Keith Richards get a hard-on. It's ridiculous. People weren't, you know, I'm not knocking my parents because I want to have them around, but I'm a realist. We all get old, we all die. But to put people on these fucking drugs that are completely fucking tearing their systems apart, and then they go to the doctor to complain about it, well, you got to take this too. Great. So yeah, it's a wonderful thing. And I'll give you another one. This is how they're going to make money off this shit. There was a drug company in this town called Organon. And they moved out of their site in West Orange. Now, this is a big, you know, factory-type building. I guess they were making drugs there and shit. Well, somebody wanted to grab the property and build condos on it. Oh, no, we can't let you do that because the ground's toxic here. It's all polluted by these chemicals and shit, and nobody can live here. Take a wild guess what they're constructing right now on that tainted, toxic, polluted soil.
I think you told me they're constructing a cardiac center.
Cardiac care center. People can't live there. You can treat sick people in an environment that's probably going to make them sicker and the people who work there sicker. So now you're doing double duty. You're making two classes of people sicker so you can sell them more fucking drugs and hit them with more fucking charges and shit like that. That's what's going on. This, you know, they've already fucked us over on automobiles. They've already fucked us over on appliances. They fuck us over on this. They fuck us over on that. Everything you buy, you got to buy a service contract for because it fucking breaks. Case in point, this shitty computer I have right now and the other one I just sent back to Mac because it don't work either. None of this shit fucking works. And then when you call for service, you get somebody in fucking Bombay whose grasp of the English language is fucking worse than anybody I've ever fucking met. And you fucking out money. But this is what they're doing. This is the next untapped fucking vein for the corporate cocksuckers to milk. Making people, working on people who are sick to begin with and making them sicker so you can sell them more fucking drugs, sell them more health insurance, and basically think that you're above everything. And it's ridiculous, but this asshole of a fucking president, to get himself in the history books, railroaded this fucking thing through. So now, according to what I understand, that if I don't have health insurance, they are going to fine me. Well, That's all well and good, but if I can't afford the health insurance to begin with, what are you going to find me? And if you go on Facebook and you read the little thread that started this week when I fucking went off on this shit, Todd, how many of our friends don't have health insurance?
Well, not very many have it, and that's the thing that I think people need to understand here is that, you know, why are we all sitting by being complacent about this? I mean, this is like some kind of a bizarre dictatorship suddenly forming here. It's like, okay, this is America, home of the free and the brave. Since when are we forced to do anything?
Exactly. These fucking people are perverting the very concepts of what this country was founded on. And you're going to order me to do this? Now, what if I can't pay this? You're going to put me in jail? That's like putting me in debtor's prison. How are you going to pay the debt if you're locked up? And here's something else maybe a lot of people don't know. For whatever reason, out in the Midwest and Montana and places like that, and if you doubt me, you can go on the internet and find this out, that they're building fucking huge prisons out there. They're kicking ranchers off their land. And this is government. This is eminent domain. And they're building prisons. Or maybe they could be called re-education centers or re-enlightenment centers or something. And who's behind this? Who's doing the work and shit? It's Blackwater again. And it's Wackenhut. And it's Wells Fargo. All these fucking security companies who have been caught with their hands in the pocket, who have fucking murdered people and done this and done that. Now, I understand California privatized prisons and Wackenhut or whatever they used to be called are working them under a new name. And I know somebody who lived out there who says, there's no such thing as a minor offense out here. You get caught doing something minor, it's 6 months in fucking jail. And the reason it's in 6 months in jail is because they get X amount of dollars for every prisoner. That the prisons, these privatized prisons get, I think the number was $20,000 for each prisoner they get put in. And they put these people to work. So this is basically slave labor. Or indentured servitude, for lack of better words. This is what they're doing.
Jeez.
And I'm sorry if I'm being too serious for a lot of you people, and I'm sorry I'm not talking about movies and shit like that, but you know something? People got to wake the fuck up. And if I got to be the voice of reason here, which is a stretch, I'll try to be the voice of reason. But I've already been beaten up for my big mouth. Remember that. And I'll probably get beat up again. And probably something will happen to me down the road. Oh, there'll be a mysterious accident or something like that. You know something? Bring it the fuck on. I'm sick of dealing with this shit. I'm sick of dealing with people who don't have the fucking guts to say anything, who are fucking scared, who let these scumbags who run this country let you believe there's a terrorist under every bed, and there probably is because they let him the fuck in. Mm. Drinking iced tea today. Fuck down. You know, and this whole thing boils down to where I think a lot of these ideas came from is Bush going over to Russia and palsy-wowsying with Putin, who was KGB, and Putin probably gave Bush a lot of pointers. Remember that fucking statement that Bush said, when I looked into his eyes, I could see his soul? Well, how'd you look into his eyes when you were probably sucking his cock? That's the way I look at it. And the same with Obama. Obama goes over there and makes footsies with this guy. We were enemies with these people 20 fucking years ago. Yeah, we won the Cold War, but the only reason we won the Cold War is because Reagan outspent the bastards and almost bankrupted us in the process. And Reagan single-handedly created the homeless situation because he pulled all the social programs to fund his Cold War thing and to fund his terrorist strikes down in South America and to fund his toppling governments in South America. Remember Ali North, the Contras, the drug shit? We were selling fucking drugs to finance fucking wars. And we're doing the same thing we're accusing these other assholes of doing because we're the assholes that started it. And they always point the finger at drugs. Since when do poppies grow in South America? They don't, but they're growing there now. And why? Because they're funneling these goddamn drugs into this country and they're killing our fucking kids with it. And instead of doing anything sensible about this shit, instead of putting fucking troops on the borders, we'll send them to Afghanistan. We'll send them here. We'll send them there. Because we have to beat them over there. Well, that may be the case, but we're getting beat here anyway. Because they're fucking here. And then here's the best one. You probably read this. Almost a terrorist attack in Times Square. What, last week we spoke about this? And this week the federal government pulls Homeland Security funding from New York? Do you believe this shit? You had a credible threat and this fucking douchebag pulls fucking funding. Let me explain something to you people. I don't care where you live in this country. Todd, they're not going to do a fucking thing where you are because they don't give a shit. There's no fucking point to doing anything out in the Midwest. They're going to do it in New York. New York is the target they got their biggest fucking hard-on for, and they're going to keep trying to get it. And all this fenting around the underwear bomber, this fucking idiot in Times Square who let himself get caught, this is all, in my estimation, dry runs to see how we react so they can pull something grandiose on the scale of 9/11, and we'll all be sitting there going, oh, fuck. Yeah, oh, fuck is right. Because you're believing these assholes that are telling you you're safe. You're not. You're far from it. You're not safe. The fuckers are here. Okay? They're here and they're watching. They're watching everything we do. They're watching how we react. And they're watching how we cower in fear. Well, this is one motherfucker sitting right here that ain't cowering in fear. Because I told you, when I go over to the Holland or any bar in New York, I'll fucking say it right on the air, right here. When I'm going to be there, what time. And if you want to try to take my ass out, you fucking moron, terrorist bastards, knock yourself the fuck out. Come and get me. I don't care. Because I'm one guy who will fucking stand up and say something. And I don't give a shit no more. People can love me. People can hate me. I don't give a shit. Because I'm telling the fucking truth right here. And yeah, I drop a lot of F-bombs. Too bad. It's my show. So yeah, I'm sick of this stuff because the bottom line is they want New York. They don't want Los Angeles. They don't want Las Vegas. They certainly don't want any place in Missouri or Kansas City or any of them places. That's what they want. They want New York. New York is the big fucking bullseye. And unfortunately, a lot of shit's going down in New York, you know, the holidays are coming up and shit like that. I fucking dread it. I dread holidays like the 4th of July because you're already blowing shit up. What's got another explosion could be masked, you know?
Yep.
They're going to make this country, if this keeps up, we're going to be like any third world fucking country with tanks rolling down the streets, the whole thing with the passports. The push on the passports, they're not passports, they're identification papers. That's all this is. I mean, you got to be blind and stupid not to see what's fucking happening. And if you go along with this shit, you're sheep, and sheep get sheared. I'm not a sheep, I'm a fucking bull. You're going to have to kill me to get me down. You're probably going to kill me to get me down. But you know something? I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. I'm not taking this shit. It's that fucking simple. I am not taking it. Simply not taking it. It's just too much at stake here. And you know, the thing is, I don't know if I bought into that 2012 thing when I first heard about it, but now I'm starting to buy into it. And the reason I'm buying into it is, you know, and I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Matter of fact, I don't think I'm smart at all. But I'm just thinking of something. All this oil that's being pumped out into the Gulf of Mexico, all right? You've already fucked up the ecosystem. You're already killing off the food chain. But now here's my question. All this oil is being pumped out, right?
Yeah.
Being pushed out by whatever, natural gas or something?
Yeah.
What happens when it's out, when it's done? What happens? You got one big empty fucking hole down there, correct?
Well, yeah.
Now, what if that empty hole with all this water weight on it and all this other stuff just caves in? Then what?
Well, I think in some ways, honestly, they need to do that to begin with. They need to make it cave in because it would stop all this ridiculous oil pouring out of it every second of the day.
No, I'm saying it's done. All the oil's pouring out of it. It's done. You know, it may take a year or so or whatever because we're going to pollute the whole fucking planet because BP doesn't give a shit. BP stands for big prick. That's what they are, big pricks. They don't give a fuck. So they're not going to compensate anybody. There's all little clauses written in this shit. Ida was telling me this shit last night. She's a smart lady. She knows her shit. Shout out to Ida. Shout out to Beverly Kennedy. Shout out to Marsha. Shout out to everybody else. Dave, Melissa. Who else was I supposed to shout out to? Bunch of people. Anybody on Facebook. Anybody who listens to my stuff. But anyway, I digress. All right, so this chamber, for lack of better words, has expelled all the oil into the ocean. Now it is empty. You got all this water pressure building up on it. What happens if the fucker caves in? I'm dead serious. What happens if it caves in? We've already been having earthquakes. We had a volcano erupt. We got another volcano smoking somewhere. Could this be because we're sucking all this shit, we're sucking the lifeblood out of the earth, for lack of better words, and we're not replacing it with anything? What if all these big fucking holes, we've been doing this for 200 fucking years or so, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What if all this shit caves in? That's the 2012 thing. It's an implosion. Let's just say I'm right. Let's just say the whole area of the Gulf of Mexico, all of a sudden one day, just flatlines and caves in. Now, all that water is going to rush into that hole, right?
Yeah.
If there's something really hot at the bottom of the hole, ice cold meeting red hot, every action has a possible reaction. Is that how the thing goes? We're going to split this country in half, literally, with an earthquake or an explosion or something. I don't know. And Yellowstone National Park is an active volcano.
True.
Yeah. I honestly think we're looking at the end of days. If this keeps up, I don't know if it can be reversed or not. There was something on the front page of the paper about lizards today, that certain lizards are not around anymore. Well, nice of you to notice that, because lizards are sort of like on a step above. I guess you had plankton, microorganisms, plankton. Then you had fish, or filter feeders rather, like shellfish and shit, the shrimps. Then the bigger fish fed off them, and the bigger fish fed off the smaller fish, and the huge fish fed off this. Follow where I'm going?
Yeah.
Then you had amphibians, which is the next step up, and the reptiles, which eat the amphibians eat the insects. When was the last time you heard a frog croaking? You're out in the boondocks. When was the last time you heard frogs or toads croaking?
Well, the problem is, I live at a lake, so I hear that like all the time. Now, this year, so far, I haven't heard it, and the reason why is because we're still having like nights that get down to the 41, 42 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see if you hear it this year, because around here, and this used to be all rural before these scumbags got involved and made it a city, you don't hear shit. You don't even, you know, you used to be out in your garden, like, turning shit over, and a toad would hop away or shit. I ain't seen a toad in years. Even when I lived up in Lake Apatcon, you'd hear it at night. But the last few years I was up there, I wasn't hearing too much at all. So, somebody once said that when you don't hear these sounds at night, you got a problem. And we have a problem. Because this is what somebody said. They're going to kill off the fucking food chain. And if they kill off the food chain, we're fucked. Wasn't there a biblical prophecy about men eating men? Not that they don't do it in New York all the time, but, you know.
Or in Italian cannibal movies.
Yeah, but, you know what I'm saying. That was a biblical prophecy. And another prophecy was that the end will come like a thief in the night. We'll never know what hit us. Sad, ain't it? It makes me glad I didn't have any kids, and I honestly feel for all you people that do have kids, because what are you going to tell them, you know, when all this shit comes to fruition? I mean, maybe there's time to do something. Maybe there is time to do something. I don't know. But I don't see anybody protesting anything. I know we have a state-controlled media. That's obvious because, like I said before, part of the reason the Vietnam War ended was people got sick of seeing the carnage on the 6 o'clock news. Now we don't see any carnage. We see fluff pieces. Or we see Julio that threw his girlfriend's fucking baby out of his car going 60 miles an hour down in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shit like that. You know, like I said, I got nothing against people that come here and work honestly and shit like that, but you got to weed out these scumbags. And case in point was last week with this Pakistani. You know, there are people that come here and legitimately want to better themselves, and there's people that come here and basically want to ass rape this fucking country, and they have to go. And this ain't a call to arms or shit like that, but I'm going to explain something else to you people. And George Carlin said this before he died, and he was a very bitter man before he died. I could tell he had had it. He didn't want to be here anymore. And sometimes I get to that point too when I see what's going on and I see the sheer stupidity of it and how people go along with it. Everybody thinks that in time of trouble, you can pick up the phone and dial 911. Well, let me ask you people something. When the shit comes down, if and when, I'm going to say when, I'm not even going to say if because it's going to come down. Let's just say there's a major fucking meltdown. Do you actually think these cops are going to give a flying fuck about you? No, they're going to be running home to take care of their own families. So you're basically on your own. And you got to also realize something in this country, too. Everything works by electricity. Your water. Everything. The water that comes into your house comes in, is powered by electricity. That's what gets it in here. And if somebody gets into the power grids and kills the electricity, not only will you not be able to get your water, you won't be able to do shit. And all the prisons are secured by electricity. You remember Barbarians at the Gates?
Oh, yeah.
Things like that. That's why there's gated communities in Pennsylvania, because outside of those gated communities is a bunch of fucking wild people. And that's what's going to happen. If fucking shit goes down badly, this is what's going to happen. All these people are going to be out and roaming. And 90% of the fucking population can't handle fucking anything anyhow. They cringe. So my advice to anybody listening to this thing, you better learn how to protect yourself and yours, because the people that you think are going to be protecting yourself aren't going to be protecting you. They're going to be protecting their own. And if they're not protecting their own, they may be going after you too. Don't forget, they got the fucking guns. You don't. They made sure of that. So another thing too, and I'm not advocating overthrowing anything. I'm not advocating anything. I'm just saying, for your own protection, maybe you want to go to a gun shop and pick up a gun and learn how to use it. Because a gun never killed anyone. A gun is an inanimate object that has to be picked up and used. And people are afraid of it. Ew, those nasty guns. A gun is a tool like everything else. People out in the Midwest still carry guns because they still have to shoot snakes. People down south carry guns for the same reason. But I remember something about a guy who killed a whole bunch of people in a McDonald's, and one woman lived, and she pushed to get a concealed carry in Texas, and she got it. So, in my estimation, everybody in this country should know how to use and be allowed to carry a gun, because an armed society is a polite society. And the reason most criminals and scumbags get over is because they know you're not armed, because you're not supposed to be, and they are. And that's how they get over. And that's how 30-something people got killed in a fucking McDonald's in Texas, because nobody was armed. And if somebody was, they could have got lead in his cocksucker before he killed 30-something people. Something to think about. A gun ain't a bad thing. A gun in the wrong hands is a bad thing. So is a knife, a pair of brass knuckles, a fucking chain, a chainsaw, anything. Anything can be used as a weapon in the wrong hands. In the right hands, it's a deterrent. That's all I'm saying. But you got a family, you got a wife and kids, you got loved ones, learn how to protect yourself, because you cannot depend on any of this shit anymore. Everything you have been told has been bullshit, because it was for a better time and a better place. It is not applicable now, unfortunately. It's either get tough or you're going to be dead. It's that simple. Because most fucking criminals and bullies and assholes are gutless at hearts. And they will run at the sight of a fight. If they think they're going to get fucking hurt, shot, whatever, they're going to take off.
True.
Yeah, you might have a couple of hardcore guys that'll take you on, but fucking shoot them. That's all. They deserve it. See, that's the trouble with this country, because we have these fucking whining liberal fucking cocksuckers and cunts, let's get them both in there, that think it's society's fault that these people are like they are. It is not. They chose this path. There's a bad seed theory, and I think it is, that some people are actually born fucking bad. Look at Charles Manson. There's an example. Look at Richard Speck. Look at all these people. Any of these people. They're all fucking psychos. And, oh, yeah, we should feel... Oh, we shouldn't feel sorry for them. We should feel sorry for the victims and the victims' families. These people are scumbags. They should be killed. Why put them in prison? They took a life. They should give a life. Look at this thing with... Oh, here's another one. Lawrence Taylor. All right? Why did this former superstar arrange for a liaison for an underage fucking prostitute in a Ramada Inn that was pimped off and brokered by a guy who just did 16 fucking years in prison, yet he snatches some fucking kid and pimps her off to Lawrence Taylor? This is the scum we have to deal with. And in my estimation, why put him in prison? They're not ever going to contribute a fucking thing to society. Do a Terminal Island deal. Drop him on a fucking island somewhere in the middle of fucking nowhere and somebody drop in food once a month and let them battle it out like they did in that movie. Because that's what they fucking deserve. They don't deserve any better. You're coddling scumbags. And yeah, I know there's a lot of people in prison that shouldn't be there. And the reason they're in there is because of these stupid drug laws. And that's another situation. This country's hurting. And Jesse Ventura, you had him on your show. You heard what he said. There's a thing on the California elections in November to legalize marijuana and treat it like they do alcohol. And it's got to happen. And the reason it's got to happen is because prohibition never solved anything. Prohibition is what spawned what we have today, organized crime. That's why all these little shitholes like Tijuana and all these border towns have thrived, because of prohibition. Because If you made Hershey's Kisses illegal tomorrow, you could be diabetic as a motherfucker, but you're going to want a Hershey's Kiss because they made it illegal, and you want to know why, and you want to try it. And that's human nature. And these blue-nosed morons, these overeducated fucks, don't understand human nature because they're too fucking smart, and they think they know what's best for us. Well, they don't. And like I said, okay, pot, yeah, make it legal. But also, pot is a replenishable resource. You can make paper out of it, hemp. You can make rope out of it, hemp. You can make clothes out of it, hemp. You can make oil out of it. You can do a lot of shit with it. It's a beneficial plant. But oh no, because William Randolph Hearst put a rider on a bill and DuPont put a rider on a bill, it was never a drug situation. They wanted it out of the way because Hearst was paper and DuPont was nylon. And that's what they wanted. So they knocked that out. It was only made a drug, classified a drug, when I think it was, I could be wrong, something about Timothy Leary found out the loophole and somehow made it legal for maybe 6 months till they decided it's a Class C narcotic or some fucking nonsense like that. So how many poor assholes, especially in the rural areas, are doing 5 to 10 years for having a seed or a roach in their car? It's ridiculous. Prisons are for fucking criminals, people who break laws. Lie, cheat, steal, murder, rape, pillage, or shit. Not for some poor asshole who just wanted to smoke a fucking joint to knock out the anxiety in his life. And you know something? The way this country is, you'd think they want us all stoned on our fucking ass so we wouldn't feel it when they're fucking us. But oh no, no. They got to make it as miserable as humanly possible for us. And that's what sucks. So, it's a pretty fucked up situation. And I, you know, unless people get motivated, I don't know why any these people, they call them the teabaggers and shit. They don't even fucking count because they're not real. Everybody thought these were poor, outsourced white people. They're rich white people who want more. That's all they are. And they're bigots. And Sarah Palin's their fucking leader, and she's the biggest bigot of them all. So why would you want that? No, you need a grassroots organization, and you need somebody, I hate to say it, but a lot more even-tempered than I am to run this thing. Because I could organize a protest, and you know goddamn well, the minute they fuck with me, I'm going to lose my shit. That's going to be the end of it. No. I'm good at what I'm doing, talking and trying to tell the truth and trying to enlighten people and trying to motivate people to do shit. But I don't know. You need somebody a lot fucking smarter than I am and a lot more level-headed and cooler and slower to anger than I am, because I'm pissed off to the fucking max right now. I'm dealing with two elderly people who don't know which end is up. And the reason I don't know which end is up is because of these fucking doctors. More iced tea.
I got you. Man, that's, yeah, just a nightmare.
Yeah. But like I say, my point is, why doesn't somebody do something about it? I mean, the outcry over Vietnam basically ended the fucking war. But no, then you had, you know, somebody wrote me an email about when did I think this country went to shit? Right after Eisenhower left office. Because then you had Kennedy, and Kennedy started Vietnam with the advisors and shit. And I don't know what Kennedy was up to, but somebody obviously wanted his ass out of the picture. So then you had Johnson, the Great Society. Well, Johnson completely fucked us up in Vietnam, but Johnson did create some social programs that good old Ronnie Reagan eliminated and started this homeless shit with. And the social programs that Johnson created kept people off the streets, kept them off drugs, you know, gave them something to do. So then you had Nixon, who kept the war up and, you know, okay, another crook. He leaves in disgrace. Then you had Carter, another weak sister. But I got to say one thing, you know, as nuts as it was when Carter was, oh, with Carter, you had the gas shortage, you had this, you had that, you had the oil embargoes, you had all kinds of crazy shit. You know what the interest rate to buy a house was when Carter was president? 16%.
Jeez.
Yeah. But if you had money, like I did back then, and you put it in CDs, you were drawing 16% on a 6-month certificate. You know what a 6-month certificate draws now? Nothing, because there is no such thing. You got to put it in 10 years. A 10-year fixed rate on a CD is 2%. 10 years, and you're only drawing 2%. What are they getting out of this? A lot more than you are. That's what kills me. And then, you know, the whole debacle with Iran, with Carter and this and that. So then Reagan comes in, the nuclear cowboy. Who basically, like I said, outspent Russia and ended the Cold War. By outspending Russia, he took money away from the social programs in this country and created an entire homeless population that is now 3 generations deep. that you have people that have been living on the street for three generations, that don't know what it is to have a roof over their head, that don't know this, that don't know that. Somebody told me in Los Angeles there are places that are right out of Blade Runner at night. And another thing, too, none of these people can vote. And if they could, they'd probably kick everybody out of office. And you know why they can't vote? Because they don't have an address. That's why. And if I'm wrong, somebody tell me I'm wrong. I, you know, 40deuce@hotmail.com. We had a call in last week. Some people called in. I'm surprised that a lot of people didn't call in. We're going to do it again.
I think some people were trying, but they were calling in from either private numbers, which didn't work for us for some reason, or they were calling in when we already had a caller that we were talking, and I couldn't answer and interrupt that person. But we did have quite a bit of call-ins.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it again, because I'm giving you guys a voice. Whether you choose to use it or not, I'm probably one of the few people that, you know, will let people come on. Even if you think I suck, come on and tell me I suck. At least you're doing something, instead of sitting on your ass, you know? That's where my angst is. Everybody's content to sit back and let other people fight their battles for them. I'm not. I'm right out there. I don't give a fuck. I got nothing to lose at this stage of the game. Nothing to lose. I've already been fucking homeless. I've already had cancer. I've already been beat up for what I fucking believe in. I'm outspoken. I don't care. What are you going to do to me? The only other thing you can do to me is kill me. And then I'm going to fuck with you from beyond the grave. And I will. That's all.
That is awesome.
I will truly be the ghost that haunts 42nd Street. I mean, it's fucking horrible. It's just really horrible what's going on. And, you know, people are struggling to make ends meet, and you got to deal with this nonsense. And like I said, I don't know if I said this, that we just got a letter saying they're going to physically come into where I live and measure everything and assess it for more taxes. I mean, this is the only, I don't know how it is anywhere else in the country, but this is like the only state where you're basically penalized for owning property. The property taxes where I live, and I don't own the house, it's my parents because I'm taking care of them, are $12,000 a year. That is honestly more than I make a year. But they wanted to stay here, so what are you going to do? You can't argue with stubborn fucking people, but sooner or later it's going to come crashing down, and I hate to say it, but you know, whatever. But yeah, they can now come into your house and fucking check you out. It's not fucking, I honestly don't believe it is for a fucking reevaluation. I know somebody who worked for one of the townships, and they said they were told to look around, and anything suspicious they see, anything, to report it, and they'll be rewarded. So isn't this what they did in Russia, the rat mentality, reward you for ratting on your neighbor and shit?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So like I said, you learned a lot from Putin, probably while he was ass raping you, and you liked it. I have no mercy with these politicians. They're scumbags. They're fucking scumbags. This is what a lot of people don't, you know, realize, and I read a lot. I don't watch a lot of TV. I could care less. I don't need the fluff. I don't need American Idol. I don't need any of this shit, okay? I read a lot, and a lot of the reasons a lot of people moved west was to get away from the nonsense of the East Coast, which was getting bad back then. You can't carry a gun. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do the other thing. We know what's best for you. That mentality sucks. The government knows what's best for you. My parents didn't know it was best for me, okay?
True.
Give me a fucking break. But this is the fucking rhetoric and the fucking bullshit. It's going to be... There was a song... I don't even know if these guys are still alive. Zager and Evans or something in the year 2525?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One line strikes me as very apropos. Everything you think, do, and say will be in the pills you took today. And how it starts off in the year 2525, if man is still alive, yeah, fat fucking chance. The roaches will be taken over by then. You know, it could be an overall, you know, the overall scheme of things. What killed the dinosaurs?
You know what, though? The roaches might do a better job of running the country.
Probably. Cockroaches or cocksuckers, what would you take? You
know? Exactly.
Take the cockroaches.
Yeah.
What the cocksuckers do. No, seriously. What killed off the dinosaurs? Do you remember what we were told?
We've been told a lot of things about that. One of the earthquake theory, or the being hit by asteroids theory.
Being hit by an asteroid. How come there's no trace of this asteroid anywhere? Has anybody ever come up with a piece of this ass? Really, I'm being serious. Anybody ever come up with this? No. And if it was an asteroid the size of what they say it was, Well, you know, it doesn't make any sense. But I was watching something. They did a documentary called Walking with Dinosaurs. I don't know if you ever saw that. BBC did it. I don't know where they must have ran it on something. I even bought the goddamn thing. But they were showing dinosaurs as they thought dinosaurs would be. Dinosaurs poop a lot. As anybody who's ever owned a reptile knows, that reptiles just drop it wherever. They're not like cats. They don't dig a fucking hole and bury it. They just walk along and drop a turd. Now, a Burmese python that's 20 feet long shits like a horse. Can you imagine what a T-Rex must do? Are any of them big fuckers?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, so here you had, you know, you had the giraffe, creatus, whatever the fucking periods were. You got a planet basically covered with dinosaur poop.
True.
And then they said there was the volcanoes, and they said, you know, with the methane gas coming off from the dinosaur poop and the volcanoes and all the upheavals in the earth, it created a toxic environment, which probably basically killed all these creatures off. Hmm. My point is, we're doing the same thing. We are. Billions of gallons of oil leaking into the ocean? Oh, that's no big deal. Why? It is a big deal. There's some fucking load of plastic fucking garbage floating around the Pacific that's the size of a fucking island.
I know.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're not killing the planet off. We're not doing the same thing the dinosaurs did. You know, all it's going to take is all this toxic fucking shit to spit out some kind of fucking lethal virus, and it's adios to the human race. And this is where I got to sit there, because I'll laugh when my death rattle comes out on this one. All these fucks, these Wall Street people, these bankers, these holier-than-thou, these Christian fundamentalists, all these people that, they don't worship God, they worship the almighty dollar. There's no food, you're going to eat the almighty dollar, and then they go, well, I have gold. Well, unless you fashion the gold into an axe and cut down a fucking tree, it's fucking useless because you can't eat that either. And if you get sick, do you think that money's going to cure you? No, it's not. So for all your greed, all your avarice, and all your stupidity, you're going to fucking die just like the rest of us. Coughing up your own fucking blood, sitting in your own shit and piss, and suffering just like the rest of us. Because that fucking money was useless to begin with. It's all a fucking illusion, but yet you embraced it because you're better than the rest of us. You'll find out, my friend. You'll find out the hard way. And I won't have any mercy for you. I have no mercy for anybody who is corporate, who works for a corporate, and who embraces the corporate mentality. Because you're sheep, and you're afraid. You're afraid to stand up. You're afraid to lose your miserable little job, whatever it pays. I've been working for myself all my life, and I got by. The only last person I worked for was Norman, and me and Norman understood each other, and I got by. It goes like this. If you let me do what I know how to do, I'll make you money and me money. If you fucking chairlock me like most of these corporate assholes would do, I'm not going to do nothing. I'm going to walk out and quit, and it's going to be the same fucking deal. So yeah, I never needed the illusion of the weekly paycheck. Because long ago I decided the only way I can do anything is I got to do it myself. That way I'm only answerable to me, and I'm the biggest prick I ever worked for. Bar none. Because I have no mercy to me. I used to set myself up with something I had to do, and I didn't stop until I did it. And yeah, it might have affected my marriage and a couple other relationships, but the bottom line is you got to keep the roof over your head and the food in your stomach and your family fed and happy, and that's what I was trying to do. And yeah, it didn't work. To a certain extent. I said I was married 14 years. It ran its course. I got involved with the wrong person after that. That ran its course. I definitely got involved with the wrong person after that, and that almost killed me. So I'm a tad trepidatious when I get involved with anybody anymore. So, yeah. Not that I'm afraid to get involved with anybody anymore, but I'm a tad trepidatious. Okay. Because when you make it all about you instead of all about us, that's what's bad.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed.
And it was also, there was a post, I don't even know who put it up. It might have been Marcia, about verbal abuse turning into physical abuse and this and that and the other thing toward a spouse or toward a woman or whatever. Well, let me explain something very simply. The minute a guy takes that step to physical abuse, it's over. Matter of fact, it was way over before that if it was working out with verbal abuse. It's over. Because once that fucking starts, that is the end of the line. And I know what Marcia was saying, that this one woman couldn't call the cops because she had her children there. And the law in California is if there's domestic violence and children on the premises, they take the children away, regardless of who did it, which is real bright. So not only are the children traumatized by their parents beating the fuck out of each other, they get yanked out of their parents' arm and put in foster care. And God only knows what happens there, because then they're afraid to say anything.
Yep.
So, yeah, we have created a wonderful fucking system, which just revels in abuse and degradation and takes care of the wrong people. A restraining order ain't worth the flying shit. Just a piece of paper. How many women have gotten restraining orders against guys and the guys have gone back and killed them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That sometimes even makes it worse.
Yeah, I know. Then it's an affront. It's an affront to the masculinity and shit like that. But let me reiterate to you ladies. You may have this blind love for a guy or think he's the greatest thing or whatever. The minute he lays a hand on you, realize one thing. It is fucking over. Pack your bags, get out, get help, get put in a shelter, go stay with a friend, never go back to him because you're going to wind up worse or dead. And that's the bottom line. And this isn't bullshit. This is from somebody who's not only been on the wrong end of an abusive relationship, has had friends out on the wrong end of an abusive relationship. In fact, one of my friends went with a guy who I knew was going to be a problem, and I ended up moving her out in the dead of night because the guy went after her daughter with a claw hammer. Jeez. So yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Unfortunately, I'm a student of human nature, and I never really liked what I studied.
Well, and the thing is also with that, the minute that the abuse starts, you have to realize, you know, the people cry, oh man, it was an accident, I'm sorry, all that crap. Well, the truth is, that person cares more about themselves and their own BS than they ever have you. So you have to understand, they don't really care. You are a possession, and you are a kind of like a trophy that they've won, and they don't want to lose you because you're one of their collection.
Yeah.
But the truth is, if they cared about you at all, they'd have never hit you to begin with.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I got that. I told you that whole story. I got the crap kicked out of me by that woman I was living with. I got like a concussion, 3 cracked ribs, all that other good shit.
Oh yeah.
And the big question everybody always goes, well, you didn't do nothing? Number one, in the state of New Jersey, the cops had told me that if I had dared to retaliate, I would be in jail. Number two, I was brought up better than to hit a woman. Number three, I'm 6'2", I weigh 200-something pounds on a good day, and if I hit you, it's going to fucking hurt. And I got one of the most vicious backhands anybody's ever seen, and I asked a couple people who inadvertently got in the way when we were fucking around. You know what I'm talking about. Women are not as tough as men. Women are not primetime Amy Lees or Angel Orsinis or Mercedes Martinez. Most women are delicate and fragile. And you're going to hurt them. And you're going to break something. And they always seem to go for the face. You punch a woman in the face, you're a fucking punk, okay? It just comes down to that. I got a real problem with men who just beat on women just for the sake of it. The funny part is these same men who get in a bar fight always lose or pussy out or back down.
Well, of course, they always have to go after somebody they feel is inferior. But the truth is, you know what? It's a loser thing to do. And I've been cracked by women many times, but I've never hit them back. And I hate the guys that say, "Hey, if you throw a punch at me, then it's open game because then it's on. If a woman wants to put herself in the place of a man, then I'll take her down." Well, that's just another macho bullshit bunch of crap. Yeah.
I know. If you're stupid enough to want to fight me, I mean, if you're really, you know, if some woman walked up to me and got in my face and actually said she wanted to fight me and did take a swing, then I'd have to punch her out.
Shit, I know you better than that. You'd probably still not punch her out. You might think about it, but you probably wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know. It would depend because, like I said, I don't look for fucking problems. Problems seem to find me and shit. But
if they were big and they threw you in the middle of a wrestling ring, that might be different. But or Jell-O, you might.
No, I don't like Jell-O.
Okay.
There's always room for Jell-O, though. But no, I'm not trying to come off as a fucking tough guy or anything like that. I just don't fucking believe in hitting women. It shouldn't be fucking done. I mean, if a woman wants to play a fucking game like that and thinks she wants to get in with a guy and starts it and gets on the shitty end of the stick, too fucking bad. You asked for it. Because I've seen women who think, oh, I can hang with you guys, this and that. I'm this, I'm that. And then when it gets too fucking rough and it's like, I can't do that. Well, you already asked yourself into the dance, so what can anybody do? Because I had some girl say, I want to be trained as a wrestler. I said, you're never going to make it. Why? I said, you're never going to make it. You're not tough enough. And when we get Angel on again, she told me a story about, you know, when she went at the ECW, that they didn't take her seriously. And they put her in with a guy. I don't know if you know the definition of a shooter. It's when it's real. I mean, they work to hurt you.
Right.
And she was in with Kid Cash, and she told him basically, he had her locked up, and she goes, you're going to have to break my shit before I'll tap. Now, that's a tough woman.
Yeah, but we already know that.
Oh, yeah. But she's a professional. She's an athlete, you know. Most women aren't athletes. And, you know, everybody, I want to get into this. I want to get into that. Yeah, well, maybe 20 years ago, I would have been a good fucking wrestler, but certainly not now. I'm past that stage of the game. Anyway, that was my rant for this week. I'm sorry I didn't touch on any movies or shit like that, but this has been a very trying week for me, and a lot of these thoughts I had to get out and was cathartic for me, and maybe I made you people think, and that's what I'm supposed to do. But until next week, we got Marsha the Dark Girl's Pleasure Chest coming up, and maybe next week we're going to have a special guest. So, like I said, if I made you think, I did my job. And in the words of Jack Kevorkian, I did what I did because I took an oath as a doctor, and my oath as a doctor was to alleviate suffering, and I did my job. So on that note, don't get sick, don't go to a hospital, and don't buy medical insurance. I'm out of here. Stay sick, but don't get sick. See you next week.
Second Street Pete's Grindhouse is a production of Jackalope 105 FM.
Do you feel that? Oh shit. Why? Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
2, 3, 4.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the dickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't need this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking organ. Down with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready to die. Get ready to
die.
Here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I wanna sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Now, so fuck it. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. Overdo it, don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit. People equal shit. People